Joining us on the line, we do have Dan Serb with this report from RagBri, courtesy of the Bicycle Station. And we were just kind of catching up a little bit off the air about how the big severe thunderstorms that rolled through last night. And so, of course, as I'm watching the coverage on television, I'm concerned about Clinton, of course, but I was also concerned about Coralville and how things were going for all of the riders out there in RagBri. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good today. But, we saw the big front move through last night. And so, of course, we were worried about thousands of campers out in the elements. So how did things fare for you folks out there last night?
Well, our group withstood the storm really well. It was extremely windy on the front edge. And it was just about the time that the storm was getting to Clinton, the way the storm line was shaped, it was also getting here to Coralville and Iowa City. So a lot of people back home were calling and texting and making sure that we knew that it was on the way. And, of course, the authorities here did a good job of having everybody prepared. But it became very evident that some of the greatest bicyclists in the world aren't that good at camping, because you can see their tents going rolling like tumbleweeds across the lawn here when the wind really picked up. A lot of people were in town getting food or maybe going and getting a shower or taking care of other, things they wanted to do before the end of the night. And maybe they had to put their rain fly on. Maybe they didn't put stakes in their tent and secure it fully because they weren't aware that the weather was coming. Those people, a lot of them paid kind of a price. And there's a huge dumpster over here on the corner of the property that's just stuffed full of wrecked tents right now because a lot of them got messed up pretty bad. So,
it's funny you bring that up about camping outdoors. And, I've been on RagBri before where I'm with folks who line up in every overnight stop where they stay with like a host family. And so they get to be in the air conditioning overnight. But I never did that. I always just stayed out in the elements in the tent because that's the way it should be. But so is that the way you guys have always done it?
So we've always tent camped. My first year, I was with a charter that was a tent camping charter. And then we've been tent camping using my pickup truck to haul our gear and had my friend Garth working as our driver, bringing our gear to us at each of the overnight towns. That said, my first year in 2019, we were through Atlantic, Iowa overnight, and my college roommate was there. So I went and stayed at his place and had a fresh shower, and Vanessa washed up all my clothes and everything for me. And it was really a nice treat. And last year we were through Emmitsburg, where my uncle lives. And so we stayed at my uncle's house. And while we did camp, we had, the luxury of flush toilets and a nice heated shower and all those things that you don't necessarily have with a porta potty and the shower trucks that are out here.
Yeah, and I know that's one of the things I did not miss from being on RagBri is standing in line at 5:30 in the morning for a porta potty.
you kind of learn that kind of how to read the lines and where the traffic's going to be, and if you're paying attention, you can avoid some of the lines, but some of it is inevitable. Absolutely, so you're right. But, our shower house last night here in Coralville was a car wash that had been temporarily converted into a massive shower house. That was kind of neat to see how they retrofitted that. And they had a line of people, and they were running them through there really fast. We had a great meal over here. Unfortunately, the entertainment of the night was to be Bush, and that show got canceled because of the storm and the rain. And by the time the rain was over, it was already 10:30 or 11 o'clock, and usually they like to have the bands wrapped up by then so people can get some rest for their ride the following day.
Sure. Well, let's do a quick recap of how yesterday's ride went. You went from, was it Tama, Toledo into Coralville then?
Yeah, and the front edge first portion of the ride was very hilly, and the middle section was a really, really nice flat along the Iowa River from roughly Belle Plaine all the way down to Amana, and maybe even Oxford. But then after Oxford into Coralville, it gets hilly again. And by that time of day, it was hot. And it was really a day for everybody using extreme caution, making sure they were getting plenty of fluids in. There was a point where I was feeling a little bit extra tired and thought, you know what, it's not worth pushing my luck. I'm going to sit down here in the shade. I'm going to find some water. And I took a nap, let myself recover a little bit, because I know that I I don't need to go down in the heat. I don't need to have an accident. I don't need a, you know, greater injury because I wasn't paying attention.
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up because there is a lot of course, media coverage talking about the heat, and I would imagine that yesterday and Thursday, too, probably had a high amount of folks taking advantage of the sag wagon.
So the sag wagon services, I think, have been very busy this week. I didn't get the feeling that they really increased the volume or availability of the sag services with the greater participation in the ride. And that's been a topic of conversations on some of the social media and stuff, that people thought that there should be better sag services. But then the counter was how many people showed up expecting to use the sag rather than expecting to ride the ride. And we know that there's people that fully plan to ride a portion of the ride and then park their bike and take and then, you know, get in the van and have fun the rest of the day. And that's their prerogative. And everybody should be able to enjoy rag ride they want to. But really, those sag wagons are to be reserved for emergency services. So if you like the party aspect of rag ride, I think that's probably where people are encouraged to get with a bus and a team and supported services other than what rag ride provides as part of your registration fee.
Sure. Well, today is the big final day. You head out to obviously end up in Davenport with the Bix and all that going on. So how are things looking for today?
Well, we're starting a little slower. We wanted to give time for everything to clear out here. And because we were up late, we wanted to rest a little bit. We spent a lot of time helping some others who were having a problem with their tents, and we got to bed pretty late. So we slept in. And we're just packing up the vehicle now and getting ready to leave camp. We'll leave Crowellville through Iowa City, and then we're on to West Liberty. And then we'll have our lunch stop at Muscatine today. And then we'll be through Buffalo to Davenport. And, Davenport's going to be hectic and crazy for anybody listening. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of fun attraction there, a lot of great people watching, a lot of fun stuff to do. But if you're not there for a purpose, you might want to avoid some of those areas of Davenport. We scheduled our ride to pick us up over by Brenny's, kind of by Alcoa, just to save a person from having to drive down into the thick of all that. We thought it'd be easier to ride our bike to a vehicle than have a vehicle come to us.
Sure. Well, this is going to be wrapping up your fourth time going on the ride. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So I know you're not done this year yet, but how is this year compared to the other years you went on it as far as difficulty or however?
So I can easily say that the last 2 days have been the most two most challenging days I've ever ridden on Rag Bri. They were hard. Mm. They were times where it was not fun. There was times where you were rethinking why you were there and why you were doing that. And yet at the end of the day, you get done and you know what a challenge it was. You know what you overcame. And there's just a tremendous sense of accomplishment and satisfaction in being able to do something like this. You know, the Rag Bri bug bit me 5 years ago in 2019 when I first went, and 4 years ago, and I don't think I'll get away from it for quite a while if I can help it. I'm trying to get my kids interested in coming. Hopefully here in the next couple of years I can have them along. There's certainly other youth on the ride. Just like the adults, they got lots of training to do, but I think they're in a better position to get up to speed and recover than some of us are, especially those that are older than myself.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's the thing about Rag Bri. You know, if it does, you get bit by that bug, it's amazing how many folks go every single year.
You know, if I can, I'd like to. I know some people have a goal of doing Rag Bri a different week at some point. But for now, I think we'll just keep having fun and work on maybe seeing if I can get my family involved.
Sure. Well, as we wrap things up for this year, any final comments you want to make about the ride today, Dan?
Well, it's cooler and it's shorter and it's not as challenging as far as the hills to climb. So we're very much looking forward to that. It's always fun to get closer to home. Certainly want to, you know, say hello again to all my family, my kids, and my wife and friends and family back home. Wanted to thank the Bicycle Station for sponsoring this and having this available for me to call in. It's a lot of fun to be able to talk to everybody. And also have to give them some gratitude for helping get my bike in order and ready for this week. I haven't had a single problem with it, and you know, they were part of that. So always recommend, if you're going to do something like this, take your bike for a tune-up, have the professionals look at it. get a second set of eyes on it just to make sure.
All right. Sounds good, Dan. Done an excellent job this week. We really have enjoyed it and hope you have a great final day ride today on Ragbri.
Thanks, Bob. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Goodbye.
All righty. There's Dan Serp again for KROS on Ragbri. Wraps up today in Davenport. And again, these Ragbri updates, as you heard him mention, brought to you by the Bicycle Station.
Are you looking for an e-bike? The Bicycle Station has e-bikes. In fact, the Bicycle Station in the Lyons neighborhood has new bikes in stock for the whole family. Bicycle Station also features service, bicycle parts, and a great variety of accessories, including apparel and helmets to make the ride more enjoyable. The Bicycle Station with name brand bikes, service, and the accessories you require. See them at 218 Main Avenue in the Lyons neighborhood, Clinton.